2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes!
Yes! The teams you live for, the sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keurig, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It is Unrivaled, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Your weekend of college basketball continues. You can hear all the Westwood One coverage over on the 1280 signal. And you can always get the rest of the regular programming over here. Jeremy, how'd your Iona Gales do up against final four bound UConn Huskies? I didn't see the final.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, it's unfortunate you missed that. I'm sorry, man.
What happened?
UConn won comfortably.
Okay,
they pulled a Iona pulled what the Gauchos did this morning with Baylor, keeping it close, didn't get blown out by about 15-20.
Didn't I say
15,
something
20?
About that during the halftime?
I don't recall now.
Like, oh, my Iona Gales. School I got kicked out of for running an illegal gambling ring. Was it illegal, though? Was it illegal? If no one ever found out about it, it would have been illegal. So, there you go.
Fair points.
I'm hassling Jeremy because he started talking Iona trash during the – you don't get a lot of Iona trash talk during the afternoons, but you do during the the NCAA tournament.
I did pick UConn for what it's worth, just saying. I did not pick the Gales to win.
Okay, so you didn't actually have that – you didn't actually have the guts to go with your former school.
I'm not a dummy. Come on.
Scott, you and I keep –
keep winning?
We just keep just increasing keep winning, our unrivaled – yes, we just keep winning. Extending our unrivaled lead in the KSL Sports Burt Brothers bracket mayhem – over on KSLSports.com.
Well, I hope I can go into the weekend as a champion. Because after the weekend,
yeah,
it's going to get ugly.
You might actually win the weekend. Yeah. I mean, a handful of games left here. So Scott's got 42 points. I have 40. And then Kyle Ireland from our locals in the NFL Insider for KSL Sports is in third place. Michelle Botkin in, tied with Mitch Harper and our producer Jeremy Moss for fourth. So go compare your bracket to everybody else from the KSL Sports Zone and across the KSL Sports platforms. So, all right, let's jump in here. It's another start to another hour, and that means we're jumping in to the cut right here. And so let's go ahead and do it. Here we go.
There we go. The unquestioned. Undeniable. Unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
The cut and our program graciously sponsored by the folks at G2G Bars. G2G Bars, unmatched taste for a protein bar. You don't want to miss it. The G2G Bar is fantastic. Packed with protein, tastes amazing. It's in the refrigerated section at your Associated Foods, Costco, Holiday Oil, and Maverick because it's additive and preservative free. So there you go. Check it out today. And Trajan Wealth. Call your local trusted financial fiduciaries, 801-899-7600. Or you can visit their website, TrajanWealth.com. Okay. Scott, Utah football starting up next week. Their spring football. BYU's been at it for a couple of weeks here.
Yep.
Utah will get into it. And then they'll have, immediately a week off for
course.
You know, from you need a break after a week. Then they jump right back in again. But the questions that you want answered is somebody who's going to be in the booth next year calling these games and with your binoculars out, the stuff that you wrapped up the year with last year as the Utes obviously ran out of gas and you have an injured quarterback in that Rose Bowl game and you go, man, you know what? How can you keep coming back and winning a Pac-12 championship? The Utes feel like they have another shot because of the returning personnel and, you know, not the least of which is their veteran quarterback Cam Rising who's coming in. But where's he at injury-wise? This is a guy who's not even going to participate in spring.
No, he's not. And, you know, as far as spring football goes, it really is about, to me, just getting your young, you know, well, not to me. It's what the coaches say. So it is what it is. It's about getting your young guys opportunities to get reps and develop, and it's about finding out who you have and who you don't have so that you can go into the transfer portal. You know, the Utes were able to get Mo Diabate a year ago, and he turned out to be a help to the team. But it's really important to find out what they don't have. And there really aren't a lot of spots where they don't have. I mean, there's they're loaded, really, at pretty much every position. The challenge, though, so if Utah's really going to have a year, if they're really going to have a shot to, you know, let's say take it to another level and really compete, this is the last year of a four-team college football playoffs, they've got to have Cam Rising. And I just am having a hard time seeing him being ready. Maybe he's ready, but is he really at 100% going into that non-conference? Because you've got Florida, and then you got Baylor. I mean, right out of the gates. That's hard. That's not even close to what's hard for Utah this year. I mean, it's not. I mean, you got to go to Washington to play a really good Washington team. And then guess where else you have to go? You have to go play USC in California. And if you don't think USC is going to be fired up about playing Utah after losing to them twice last year in games, I think that USC felt like they shouldn't have lost, at least the first game. I'll tell you, that in and of itself is a tough road, but then you have the rest of the conference. You're going to play Oregon. You're going to go to Oregon State. The schedule is tough for Utah. And if you're going to have any shot of winning the conference or even going to the college football playoffs, you got to have your quarterback healthy and playing at a high level. And I want to hope to see it, but I'm just telling you what I've just said is monumental task.
Do you think that, like, with the pressure of – or how much pressure is on a team that has just come off of back-to-back Pac-12 championship?
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
If it's USC, they always have that pressure. It doesn't matter what year it is. But if it's Utah, like they just won back-to-back Pac-12 titles, and people still somehow sort of put them a little bit further down the list on how they're going to perform, it's exactly where Kyle Whittingham wants to be.
Yeah, I don't – of course. And, I think Utah – probably is the most complete team again in the Pac-12. I mean, from top to bottom, their roster on both sides of the ball, they're better than solid. I mean, they could have a really top flight elite defense this coming year. They're returning so much talent, so much experience, and gaining. You know, they're going to gain a few guys. They're going to be better at the linebacker position. They're going to be better at the safety position and the corner position. They're going to be better at the defensive front. I mean, they just are. And they're deep, and you need depth to get through a season, and because you're going to have attrition no matter what. And depth is just – that's the key to having success. I think it's the number one key to having success in the Pac-12 or really in college football in general, or any football really.
Do you think Utah goes into the – I mean, it's so hard with going into the portal because, I mean, they'll have the same window as everybody else, and they'll be smart about picking up guys or not. Excuse me. And – one of the things that I think is fascinating about this is, I mean, you mentioned Mo Diabate, who by the end of the year, I think we went, that guy, he was pretty solid.
Yeah.
But, like, when guys come over and we just heap praise on him before knowing much about him, that's a hard expectation to have for a guy.
You know who, else was really good like that? Gabe Reed.
And not and I'll add another
but,
one who
but it took him a minute.
I'll add somebody else who took a minute and was not a veteran was Lander Barton.
Yeah.
And I think people kind of wrote him off after that first game. They go, oh, he's young, he didn't have but they ended up being the freshman of the year in the Pac-12. Yeah. And so there are guys coming back who have
Lander Barton will be a different player this year. Just because he's had that year of experience.
That's pretty exciting.
And he's just going to walk into it just so much more confident and stronger. You know, you grow and your body matures and you're better capable of handling things. I'm just telling you, this Utah defense has the makings of being a pretty elite defense. And that's, you know, here's what I think will happen, okay? I don't think Cam Rising will be ready for the start of the season. I want him to. Believe me, I really do. I think Nate Johnson is a real talent, and I think he's on par with the other elite quarterbacks in the Pac-12, and I would not be surprised if he comes out of it. And what you're going to have with him is you're going to have a very talented guy who's probably going to run around a lot more until he gets comfortable, you know, throwing the ball in the pocket. But Utah can do a lot of different things with their personnel offensively, including running. So they can run, they can play action, they can move him around in the pocket. Get him comfortable where he's not just sitting in the pocket and having to make decisions. You know, that's hard for young guys to feel comfortable in there. But I would not be surprised if you saw Nate Johnson playing a lot for Utah this year.
So I was looking at
and that gives him a chance. He's inexperienced, but, you know, it gives him a chance.
Utah is always listed as like a dark horse. It doesn't matter, like
right, what, yeah.
The two-time Pac-12 champions returning, you know, their veteran quarterback, and they're a dark horse. You know, for you know winning the Pac-12 championship, they're right now their odds are fourth best, behind USC, Washington, and I think that they're actually tied with Oregon State.
Okay, you can only have one loss on the season. So you're going to have to win at Washington.
You're talking about Pac-12
make
play.
If you're in the Pac-12, you can have one loss and make the college football playoffs. And
that playoffs. Yes.
And
yes,
that
yes.
They're a dark.
This list is they're a dark horse for the semifinal.
Yes, for the college football. Right. So you've got to go through the entire conference, only lose one game. That includes your non-conference, and they play two Power Five teams, plus your conference championship. So you're going to play the second or the best record in your conference to go on, and I think Utah's a deep enough and a mature enough team to do that if they have a healthy Cam Rising.
The dark horse talk about them being, you know, the possibility of them going to the college football playoff, is that a total beyond, you know, pipe dream, or that's something that you kind of expect as a fan of following this Utah team? As you go, you've got to have high expectations. Kyle Whittingham doesn't aim for, you know, being tied for the best record in the Pac-12 to go to the Pac-12 championship game. He wants to do even more. The guy is, you know, coming up on what could be the last few seasons for him in his career. He knows that, and he knows he's got to, you know, that window closes very, very quickly in college when it comes to trying to be as good as anybody else in the country.
I have to believe, though, you get through this year and you get into some really exciting opportunities for the expanded college football playoffs. You get into something that could be really fun. However it, you know, ends up, if those first round games are home games, or if you, you know, or if you expand the bowls and use them, those as sites, neutral sites,
sure,
for whatever. But it just really, really gets the postseason so exciting. And if you're a guy like Kyle Whittingham, I got to believe you might want to stick around for that. If you're going to be in a conference with 10 teams, you've got a better opportunity. You may get a couple of teams in it, even with a champion, because you know you're kind of doing what the SEC does intentionally. You're just doing it because you have fewer numbers, and
sure,
that's not playing as many conference games. So I think there's a real possibility of Utah and really the Pac-12 having representation, and maybe even significant representation in expanded playoffs. And this year is a hard year. It's really because everyone's just going to be looking for that new playoff expansion, and it's like, fine, let's just get through this idiocy.
Oh, an idiocy is
idiocy.
That is
That's even
a journey,
worse.
That's a journey of stupidity right there.
Yes, yes.
Well, I do think that this is one of those things that we, you know, are obviously we recalibrate. When you find out if Cam Rising might not be able to make it or can for that first – that Florida game, like you said, right out of the gate, the most eyeballs on a Utah game at Rice-Eccles Stadium since when? Since – I'm saying outside of the Pac-12. It's got to be that Michigan game. Harbaugh came to town.
Oh, Evan Jett.
And so this one has a little bit of that feel where it's like on an odd day of the week – that was a Thursday game, I think.
And it's going to be on a Thursday.
Which I think that one was.
And it's going to be full of fans. Standing room only.
Okay. All right. There you go.
I wouldn't be surprised if it might be the most attended game in Utah history.
My favorite – I feel like you have inside information on that. My favorite thing is when Scott gets all the phone calls. Like a month before, you know, people will be like, hey, yeah, how about that Florida game? People are already hitting him up now. But my favorite is when it's like 2 days before. And someone will go, hey, Scott – Bob Jones here. We went to high school together. And Scott will play the voicemail for me. And just looking to see if maybe he had a couple tickets to Florida game. Remember I helped you guys move that couch back in 1984? Anyway, I hope all's well. Love those tickets to Florida. Bye.
Like, that's any of the people who leave you a voice message on trying to get tickets, we have to play it. We'll leave their name out, but I want to play them on the air.
Okay.
Because Scott gets hit up big time.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.